Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. We're going to tzaddik with Cheskel Yo. We're going to go to tzaddik with Yehoshua. Al pi Torah, so shall I go on a tzaddik with Chaim Meir Har with Shlita. The Torah says, Ve'yasim es hakiwar bein olmod v'en mitzbeach. V'om olmod v'kir basam el mitzbeach. Yechatsu katsir tziva Hashem es Moshe. And they place the kiyor between the Yoel Moed and the Mizbeach, the sink. When they would come to the Yoel Moed, they would wash. Rambam, Perakem, Chosvias Mikdash, Elach Gimel writes, Ein Koin Tzarech L'Kaddish Ben Kol Avodah V'Avodah. We know the mitzvah of Kiddush Yad V'Raglav, to wash their hands and feet. So the Rambam says he doesn't have to do it in between Avodahs, just once in the morning, when he works the whole day. Ushlo Yotzem and Amikdash Lo Yisham V'Lo Yotzem V'Lo Yisich Daito. Provided that he doesn't leave the Mikdash, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't urinate, and he doesn't get distracted. He's not Mesiach Das. And if he does one of these four things, he has to be Choyzer Mekadesh. So that a person is Mesiach Das has to be Mekadesh again. It says in Zvachim 20b, this din. That Yashen Chayv Lekadesh Shenis, it doesn't say over there, writes the Kesef Mishnah. The Yashen also, we can learn from Hesach Hadas. Because Stam Yashen is Mesiach Daito. The Rikurkus brings the Yerushalmi, Paragimel de Yuma, that it says, Nisnam Neim Tom Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. If he sleeps, dozes off, he has to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Zekasha in the Kesef Mishnah, that it says in Sukkah, Chavav Amid Aleph, that you're allowed to sleep, Ashenas Arai B'Tfilin. Rabbeinu Yonah, Yadalit Amid Beis, Midape Arif and Brachas, asks, why is it Mutter to sleep with Tfilin? I, when he's sleeping, is Mesiach Das, V'Lasser L'Siach Daito Kishalovish B'Tfilin. So how is it allowed to sleep? So he answers that Hesach Hadas is only when he's Bekalas Rosh, who is Schok. But when he's Misnamne, when he dozes off, Shushokhech Hevle Olam, Venkan Kalas Rosh, that's not considered a Hesach Hadas. And it's brought in the Rosh, and Paragimel, and Brachas, Simon Chavches. So now we have to understand, why is Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim different, that Shein Asarai is considered a Hesach Hadas, and by Tfilin, Shein Asarai is not considered a Hesach Hadas? So it appears as follows, says Rav Horowitz, that Hesach Hadas and Tfilin is different than Hesach Hadas by Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. By Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, it would seem from Rashi in Zvachim, Chof Amid Beis, Dibur Maschil Dilma, that Hesach Hadas passes is because we're a Choshesh, maybe he's touched something unclean. But by Tfilin, the gather of Hesach Hadas is that he has to always remember that the Tfilin are on him. So now we can say that the Chumra of Hesach Hadas of Tfilin is its Kula. That since Hesach Hadas is that he has to remember Tfilin and not be Mesiach Das, as long as he's not Pone Lehevle Olam, it's not considered a Hesach Hadas. But like Abi Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that the gather of Hesach Hadas is that he has to be Shomer Yadav Shlo Yigu B'makom Tino, if he shouldn't touch something unclean. So if he dozes off, there's a chashash that he's not Shomer Yadav. However, it's still not clear, because we find Hesach Hadas also by Natil Sidayim Psachim Kuftes Vav Amid Beis. It says Lamali Natil Sidayim Shrei Zimni, why in the Seder would we wash twice? And it says the Gemara Dil Masuchi Ascha Ledayit Even Noga. So maybe he's going to be Mesiach Das in touch. The time of Hesach Das there is because he might touch a Makum Tinuf, like the Rashi and the Rashbam say. And the Ravid writes in the Sagas on the Morn, Sof Psachim, that Shein Askeva is a Hesach Das, Leni Natilas Yadayim. And he has to be Chozer V'Nolto Yodav. But Nimnum is not considered a Hesach Das, like Abin Natilas Yadayim. And so writes the Meiri in Psachim, Kufchof Amaral of Divor Masala Madnu. So we have the dozing off is not considered a Hesach Das by Natilas Yadayim. But a Shein Askeva is considered a Hesach Das, and now we have to understand, why is Kiddush Yadayim different, that even in Nimnum, even dozing off is a Hesach Das, like it says in the Yerushalmi brought by the Mari Kurkus, and here, by Natilas Yadayim, Nimnum is not considered a Hesach Das. By Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Nimnum is a Hesach Das. And by Natilas Yadayim, Nimnum is not considered a Hesach Hadas. And we can't be mechalik like we did earlier with respect to Tfilin, because the Hesach Hadas by Netilas Yadayim is the same Hesach Hadas as by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, unless he touched something unclean. So what's the chilik? Why is by one Nimnum okay, and when Nimnum is a Hesach Hadas, the other one Nimnum is not a Hesach Hadas? So it appears follows that we have to understand that Rashi writes Hesach Hadas by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim because we're afraid he's going to touch something unclean. So according to this, it should be that it's only derabanan chashash shema naga m'makom betunaf, and if he isn't chozer or mekadesh, he doesn't pass the avoda. However, from pashtus hasugya midivrei Rambam behalacha gimel tzmuchach, that his avoda is pasul ayin shem bedivrei akesef mishnah, because that would appear bez Hashem. to explain the inyan of Hesach Hadas la b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that we see that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim dino ke'avoda. And for this reason, we say in Tzvachim Yitzes Amid Beis that you have to be mekadesh dafka kshu me'umad. It says in the pasuk, l'shareis v'shareis is me'umad, it's standing. So we can say that it's not enough that he's mekadesh yad v'raglav b'tchila. We need that b'shas avoda, the pe'ula of kiddush has to be omedes lefanov. And if there's a hesech alidei hesech hadas kolshu bein maisa avoid de lapulas hakiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he has to be choizer mekadesh. And therefore, if it was possible that he touched a makom betunaf, even if klapei shmaya galia that he wasn't ogeb in makom betunaf, nevertheless his hands were in shmuros bizman zeh upaka kiddush me'alem, is a special din by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that it has to be a special shmira, that Kiddush Adayim Braglayim has to be the fun of, and if he could have potentially touched something unclean, that already passes, even if Klapei Shmaya Gal, even if God knows that he wasn't Ogeh B'Makom Metunaf. And we can be medamidis to the famous Ramban in Chul and in Mitzvahs Mishmeres Bekotchim, that if there's a Suffolk Tumim B'Rishus Harabim, even though he passed in Suffolk Tumim B'Rishus Harabim Tar, nevertheless he's Mevatel the Mitzvahs Essay of Mishmeres. And the reason is because it's not a proper Shmira. Putting it in a matzav of suffik isn't a proper shmira. So we can say the same thing, that it's not proper shmira when there is a hesach hadas after he does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he hasn't been shomer his yadayim properly, and memele he needs to wash again. But like netilas yadayim, we don't need netilas yadayim b'shas achila, as long as he was notel yadav before the da'a, before the eating, so everything is cool, and therefore the hesach hadas is not going to be pogea. So the only issue with Hesach Hadas is that by Netilas Yadayim, that he doesn't touch anything impure before. And we're not choshesh by Nimnum, by dozing off. We're only choshesh by Shenas Keva. But by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it isn't that before he touched, even if there was a possibility that he touched, even though we're not choshish that before he did, but we know there's a possibility, that's already not Shmira, and Memele needs to wash again. And the Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully in the next shir, we are going to say a new pshat in the Rambam, and we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'lasos ulekaimus kol divrei salma torah sabi ahava main via main. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.